There's no disputing Phoenix Sky Harbor Airport is big. Airports Council International ranks Phoenix the 17th busiest airport in the world in terms of passenger numbers. It has multiple terminals, some shops and restaurants, but how does it compare with an airport a little higher on the list? High-speed trains flow in and out of Frankfurt Airport constantly, taking passengers around Germany and other spots in the European Union. Frankfurt is the 8th busiest airport in the world.
To remain a key player in the Premier League of airports, you have to invest, and this is what we're doing.
Robert Payne is a spokesman for Frankfurt Airport, which stands as Europe's 3rd largest.
I think airports have taken on a bad image in the last few years, particularly since 9/11, because of the intensified security. But here at Frankfurt Airport, it's very much a city. There's an atmosphere here that is very conducive for many kinds of activities.
Frankfurt is all about development. Not only does the airport have a long-distance train station, it also has a regional train station and the busy A3 Autobahn right next door. Space next to ticket counters is occupied by retail shops, a grocery store, hotels, and office space.
We're broadening our base of our revenue base. We already generate a substantial amount of monies and profit from non-aviation activities.
Frankfurt Airport is investing 7 billion euros, or about $10.5 billion, into a new runway and terminal. It's renovated space to support the Airbus Super Jumbo Jet, and it's building another 2 hotels and office space above the train station, all in an effort to diversify its portfolio, a many eggs in many baskets approach. Payne says a lot of airlines use European rail as a feeder system, allowing carriers to cut short-haul flights that don't make much money. Another money-saving option for airlines rests in alliances.
11 years ago, nobody really knew that this will be a role model for working together in the airline industry.
Christian Klick is the vice president for the largest airline alliance in the world, the Star Alliance, of which Tempe-based U.S. Airways is a member. The alliance is also a tenant of Frankfurt Airport's office space.
It began with a group of 5 airlines from North America, from Europe, and from Asia. The leaders of those 5 airlines came together and said, none of our airlines would ever be able to give our travelers a global offer. And that's why we need to work together on an international scale.
Klick says alliances like his and the competitors of SkyTeam and Oneworld give airlines more options to cut costs. Star Alliance penned a deal to supply all the plastic drink cups to its member airlines, saving money by buying in bulk. Klick also points out the savings given by e-ticketing through the internet.
It can be very, very small things, but we are having more than 400 million passengers in our alliance. But we're only at the beginning here. We do believe that there are many, many more areas in which we can work together here.
Klick says travelers want to travel on a global scale, making it all the more important for airlines to find ways to cheaply expand their reach. The global perspective is key for Robert Payne at the Frankfurt Airport as well.
The airlines have to think more long-term, wherever you're located, whether it's in Phoenix or Timbuktu or Frankfurt. You have to think that we're in a very interconnected, intertwined global marketplace.
And for Frankfurt Airport, that strategy translates into more of everything. How that translates for large U.S. airports like Sky Harbor remains to be seen. For KJZZ, I'm Tony Ganser in Frankfurt.